Hello and good evening, my sexy ladies and gentlemen, radio listeners. This is Playtime with Sandra, and I'm your host, Sandra London. I'm going to start out tonight's episode, April 29th, 2012, with a song called Saturday Night by Mr. Friezo. Here you go.
I was in the club last night, rocking the show. Tip a top shelf, money right, pockets to swell. Had my crew with, you know how it goes way down to Milltown, see the same damn hoes. Gotta stay on your toes, cause haters is lurking. Gotta keep the music alive, cause hip-hop's hurting. Couple groupies in the cut, dancing and flirting. That's what I call a one-night stand for certain. I'm certain, and we ain't gotta go outside to get high, so we can smoke with the security guy. So fly, what up, Ayo, that's my guy. He's the one with the bro that puffs out like 2 feet high. Now,
Naked Girls Radio. sent over, like, a bunch of cool songs that I hadn't heard yet, and I was running through them, and I'm like, okay, I have X amount of time to listen to X amount of songs, and these songs are, like, really good. I like pretty much everything she sent to me this evening, and I hope you will as well. I've played a lot of Mr. Freezo's music, and there's a couple of other artists I'll be playing who I've played some of their songs before, and a few new artists. So you can let me know how you like how they sound, I guess. But I'll go ahead and give you my guest call-in number. It's 858-815-2333. And I don't know. I guess I don't know if anybody checked out like the White House dinner episode speech thingy. I was watching it last night on CNN, and it was hysterical. Like, I did not expect Obama or Jimmy Kimmel to go where they went. And I was very amused, delighted, and shocked, but it was awesome. Yeah, I was trying to find an embed of that to put on my blog for today, because I haven't blogged in about 2 days, and I couldn't find it. I didn't look that hard, just because I had a bunch of different writing assignments I was trying to finish, but yeah, if you haven't seen it, I know for sure you can go on to like Huffington Post or C-SPAN, or just keep your channel on CNN or TV on CNN, and I'm sure they'll play it and play it ad nauseum, but it was hysterical, and I love docs, don't you? Anyway, I'll go ahead and play another song here, and very shortly I will be having an interview with Stephen G. Barr, who is excellent, dynamic, and he's like an inspiration to me because he is a social media mogul and very prominent publisher with both mainstream and adult media. And I look forward to picking his brain, and I hope we have some callers call in, maybe ask a couple questions. But there's so much that I've learned on my own, but there's still a vast amount of knowledge and resources to be gleaned from people like Stephen G. Barr and other social media professionals. So I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast, especially with that featured interview and more of this pretty darn awesome music I've got lined up for you. So let's see. What should I choose now? I think I have two or three Mr. Freezo songs in my lineup. I got to mix up a little bit, but he's so awesome. Let's see. I'll switch it up a little bit, and let's do, I'll do The Excuse by Kyle Young. Let me just find that in my little playlist here for you. Where'd you go? No way. Don't tell me. Wait. Darn it. No dice. You know what? I'm going to find it. It's here somewhere. I could just play it just on my computer, but whatever. How about I skip that for now? Pardon me. You're going to have to, like, recognize this as something that tends to happen on occasion, I suppose. But I did upload it. I know I did. So I'll find it for you. But in the meanwhile, check out a song by Mongrel called Shut Up, Get Dead. It's pretty cool.
Cause I fucking hate you. Shut up.
was Shut Up, Get Dead by Mongrel. Yeah. So, alrighty. I guess I'll read for you. Where was this? I was looking on Dancer Forum, where I'm a member. I've been a member of the site for, a good, 8 years now. And there was a really cool thread about interesting facts about porn. And it was really cool. Oh, my goodness. It's not coming up right now. I was going to read you some of the really interesting facts about it. But I don't, it's not loading. Wow, day of days. Let's see. I guess it doesn't want me to tell you. So what am I supposed to tell you instead? Okay, well, there's like, I just discovered there's actual Hello Kitty wine. Like, Hello Kitty has their own wine label. And now that I know that, that's what I want. So if anybody wants to get me a surprise gift or something, if you can find it on Amazon, you can gift that to me. I think that's really cool. I wonder what it tastes like. I'm interested to find out. But you can look up my, how to send it to me, I guess, by my email address, which is imsandra@london@gmail.com. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I don't know if there's more than one variety, like if there's red wine and white wine or what, but there is a Hello Kitty wine label, and I wanna check it out. So, yeah, let me know if you've ever tried it and if you think it's awesome. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. I have no idea why my computer went kaput, but... you know, I'll just deal with it because there's plenty of good music to fill in otherwise. I'm going to go ahead and play, let's see, how about, okay, I did a dance video to One Cheek, Two Cheek by Young Dredd, and I'll probably repost it at some point on my website, but as most of you know, I was banned from YouTube, so like all the videos that were on there where you could have seen that one is gone. But he has another song called Already Know, and that one's pretty cool. It's very country, very southern, very party style, and I like it. I hope you do too. It's called Already Know. It's by The Nerd and Jay Scott with Young Dredd. Here you go.
Man, I am The Nerd. You already know I keep it 100. 100, whichever you want to call it, nigga. Jay Scott, Nerd, Young Dredd, what's happening? Silver Star Studio, nigga, we up in this bitch. Real niggas, I salute you, my nigga. You fuck with all the bad bitches. We finna show off. Yeah!
I'ma get dope. You already know. I'ma get some more. You already know. I keep it real with my folks. You already know. I just do what I suppose.
You already know. I keep it real with my folks. You already know. You already know. I keep it real with my folks. Money, 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 my nigga, that's all I know. I
damn, what you talking on? Hating that nigga, perpetrating that nigga. Ever since a little dick, I've been out about the cash, nigga. Flop out it, shout it, get a set of things real quick. So when I go to sleep at night, I bet it's under my lapilla. I was raised from the gutter, raised round a bunch of killers. OG taught me the game, that turned me to a go-getter. Oh, man, I'm a honey, love the money. Serving junkies, keep them coming, bought it home. Slim Duncan, bitch, I'm about the money. So fuck what you bout. Well, my dogs got me smoking, so I ain't color the house. Yeah. Drop out of here, my dick is out and barely walk. All I do is ball with my dogs, fuck what it cost. I'ma get no. On that Fanwell, I'm gripping on that Louis bag. Got a hundred in that Gucci bag. Shooting at you, niggas feet. Now watch them do some jumping jacks. Pushing on that super pack. Automatic front in that chopper, I let it go. Roof red, that Lamborghini. Got fruit snaps, that's inside. I keep a board, that's on my side. Hit you between your head, nigga. You looking like an alligator. I step on you like welcome at it. Damn, I'm a manic. These hoes just attracted. $100 bracelet. It's white, I ain't racist. Call me Mr. HBO. I shoot you just like a movie role. Holes in you like Cheerios. You leaking like a water hole. Money on that highway. Headed to Chicago. Headed to that next show. I eat it up like Cheerios. I beat it up like a porno. Dive in that pussy. Don't forget my goggles. Don't forget my goggles. I'ma get you. You already know. I'ma get some more.
That was Already Know by The Nerd and Jay Scott featuring Young Dread. Okay, so while that was playing, I actually went ahead and reloaded that song, and it's saying it's ready, and yet it's still nowhere to be found. Maybe like I hit some weird limit in how many files I can have in the studio at any given time, but it's loaded twice. And it's still not showing up on the actual page. So cruel. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, perhaps somebody like Stephen Barr can straighten me out here in just a few minutes. But let's see what other news briefs were there. I don't know if there's anything terribly pressing, although I did actually start to devise like a sort of project to redo all of my audio visual erotica. So all the ones that used to exist on my YouTube channel, I will reshoot those with different outfits, different hairstyles, different locations, different settings, and also do like a, I don't know, what, a director's cut or something with some like background information about what inspired certain erotic stories that I've written. One of the most popular ones was The Nymph. That was the highest viewed erotic video or erotic story I had on my YouTube channel. And I don't know, I believe that was, that was the first erotic story I ever wrote. So maybe that's why, I don't know. But there's plenty of others that have had high viewership, but that one remains the all-time top-viewed video of all time as far as Sandra London erotica. So when that video is ready, I'll make sure to let everybody know, and I promise to be super hot and sexy in it and make you love me a long time. But anyways... let me see. I'm trying to think if I somehow something weird happened of where it really is here, because I really like that song, The Excuse by Kyle Young. If I can't find it today, I promise I'll play it next week. Because, yeah, it's not showing up. Anyway, Let's go ahead and I'll give you one more song and promise to have something awesome for you just after that, and then something even more awesome, which will be my interview with Stephen G. Barr. So let's get down to it. Let me go ahead and play. Ooh, okay, how about this? I'll play I Just Noticed by Mr. Friezo. Here you go.
How did he say that?
I know, my foot is stirring.
Keep an eye on him since, yeah, he's inescapable, or He knows how to, like, well, no, not inescapable. He knows how to get out of my grasp and, like, run away really fast. So, yeah, I'm keeping a lookout on that. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to go ahead, before I call up Stephen G. Barr, I just wanted to go ahead and give a brief, like, word of like, appreciation or a shout-out of some sort to Lana Del Rey. Like, I tend to listen to a lot of independent music these days, yet when I saw a rerun of Saturday Night Live last weekend, not this one, but the weekend before, she performed on it, and I guess she got some not-so-awesome, critiques by some people, but I think she's amazing. She's awesome, and I actually purchased her CD on iTunes. I think she's badass. I love her voice. It's very melodic, haunting, endearing. I think it's great. So if any Lana Del Rey fans are out there, I am among you. Yeah. So anyways, I guess I will go ahead and give Stephen a call. And you guys stay right here with me. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. Let me call him up. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Sir Stephen G. Barr. How's it going? This is Sandra
good.
London.
Hi, how are you? Yeah.
Pretty good.
What are you doing?
I'm just talking to you, hosting a radio show. Nothing much.
How long have you had this show going?
Oh, my goodness. I started broadcasting since the very first Sunday of 2012, not always with Blog Talk Radio, but pretty much from, I believe, February or March onwards with Blog Talk Radio.
So you do it every week? Yeah.
I do, yes. Isn't that wild?
Well, that's fun. Yeah, I got couple channels on Blog Talk Radio myself. And,
really?
Yeah, I've tried all the podcasting services, but they're really the biggest. They get you a lot of search engine activity, so.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so sometimes it pays to go with the big one. I like to support the underdogs generally, but sometimes you got to go with who's going to give you the best service.
Well, what initially attracted me to Blog Talk Radio was the fact that I had been like a guest on two other shows that hosted their shows with Blog Talk Radio. One was Silent J, who's out in the Midwest, and he's like, he used to be in the military and all this stuff, and I was on his show, and then, oh my god, Platinum Pussy, I believe, I was on her show, and so I was like, all right, well, you know, I've been on those, and so it's immediately recognizable, but, you know, I tried with different networks and stuff like that, but they're a bit more, like, limited in what they allow, in a sense.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I guess. So I'm sure you've encountered...
You mean regarding adult content?
Well, I mean, But I mean, in general, since you work in both mainstream and adult sort of media...
that's one thing I've kind of changed this past year. I always kind of prided myself saying, you know, I use my real name, a given name, in both industries, and it has come back to bite me considerably. I've had some mainstream clients that found out about my adult work and just wouldn't give me the contract. I love all the creativity and people having their adult community names. There's some really good ones. But it's like, you know,
well, how do you like mine?
Name.
How do you like my name? I think it's sexy, but it's somewhat, you know, anonymous.
Yeah, it's not like, you know... You know, some of the porn star names or adult industry names are pretty funny. Like, there's Dick Johnson and,
PP Vagina.
Yeah, Mike Hunt.
No.
You know. Yeah. So. They're fine. But I understand now why people, you know, do that, because there's a stigma, unfortunately, in society today, to being involved in any form of adult work. You know, the truth be known, the most of the work I do is advocating, protecting children from viewing online porn. So, you know, it's a catch 22, you know. So,
right.
You know, it's not like, there's a lot of people out there that just are hypocritical on this type of thing, too. So,
well,
I'll get off my soapbox, I promise.
Well, would you say that there are any companies that you've been, like, surprisingly, or that you've been, like, surprised to find out that you thought they'd be more conservative, yet they don't actually care, even if you can't really name any names?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of them. There's a ton that are like underground fans, and they're really supportive, you know. And they're like, have you met so-and-so? Have you been named? Yeah, blah, 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 you know, and it's also, you know, within the industry, the people in the industry are like the least sexual type people that I've encountered, you know. They're not like hitting on you. I mean, they really are just cool people. Most of them that I've met, I haven't met too many. You know, I've worked in the music industry for a dozen years, and you know, I encountered a lot of egos there, you know. I have not encountered the egos in the adult industry that I did in the music industry. You know,
I guess with ego, if you're in the adult industry, your work truly speaks for itself.
Well, I think you're
posturing that can go on, really. You're showing yourself like kind of inside and out in a way.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, if you're in the adult industry, you're used to exposing yourself in one form or another. Physically,
you can't synthesize your body per se.
And I've met some people that are you know, industry legends, and they're just the coolest, most humble people, and it's not true all the time in music business, but there are some, and you know, like Rudy Sarzo is a very good friend of mine and supporter of mine from the day one. You know, this guy's played with, you know, he's got more Grammys and platinum records and Ozzy Osbourne and Whitesnake and stuff, but he's really just, he's the coolest guy, and, you know, he'll call me sometimes and just, hey, how you doing, you know, and he really, you know, some people will say, hey, how you doing, and they don't mean it, but he really wants an answer, you know, hey, how are you doing, you know, and he really gives a shit, you know, Rudy's a dear friend of mine, and now he's playing with Blue Oyster Cult right now. But I mean, he's been with all the majors, and this guy is the most humble human being I've ever met in my life. And it's equally the same way in the adult industry for the most part, that I've not encountered any real ego. I've not encountered many roadblocks or clickiness, you know, that you'd get in some industries. Over xbiz.net is the primary forum where I do my online
right
stuff.
Well, that's how I kind of met you in the first place, was through xbiz. I really like it because I spent a lot of time with, like, you know, being involved on dancer forums or in communities with, you know, predominantly women online. So to go to xbiz, where it's predominantly male, although there are quite a few women who contribute who own companies and do things like that. It's really interesting and different, because I don't know. I guess you sort of, whenever I kind of want a specific answer about something that pertains to, like, not only me but my fellow cam, you know, models, dancers, this and that and the other, I feel like I can get a more direct, you know, straight answer, more than experience-wise, more on a technical level with a site like xbiz or things like that, where you...
Yeah, you know what, I noticed over there doesn't seem to be any, like, industry rivalry going on. I know, Donnie Long's name will come up or something, and he'll incite a bunch of flame wars, but, you know, that's Donnie's way, you know, and he's ex-industry jobs or professional jobs, he's one of those guys that just likes to ride the fringe, you know, and I think he considers no publicity, bad publicity, you know, type thing. So, and he's outspoken, and there's been a lot of complaints on about him, but I belong to his board too, and I don't post there regularly, just because, you know, in my mainstream, I think I'm on like over 300 social networks. You know, I have profiles on, and it's just I can't keep up.
I'm trying to keep up, but it's interesting because anybody that knows me, like on a personal level, they've probably seen my little password book, which right now probably has close to 300 like different, you know, logins and sites and things. And so I kind of, you know, I always go to my mainstays, but there are a lot that are like, oh, I should check back on this one or what's going on with that. But it is very difficult for any one person to try to maintain all at once. So it's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's kind of how I got in. I mean, I've been building social networks, like in niche markets for, you know, since like 96. You know, community management, and I you don't see very heavy-handed moderation needed in the adult industry forums, which is very surprising. You know, and most of the other forums, you know, you go to the some of the music ones, you know, where you get fans fighting against other fans, and, you know, arguing over what set list was used and what show or whatever, you know. You get guys that are just willing to go to blows over, you know, what song was played third at the forum at somebody's band, you know, and it's just people get really involved in their little niche market.
Well, I think it's just kind of hard to be like a troll when everybody knows your poor name in a way.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
yeah. Well, I do have a couple of self identities that I'll go and test the waters out with. But for the most part, you know, I'm, you know, FGB Media or Rodomania everywhere. And but like I said, there's no way I can possibly keep up. And I'm not a big fan of the auto aggregation type posting services. Now, I do use some. Unfortunately, Amplify.com was my favorite, and now they've gone under. You know, kind of like the Pinterest.
Well, MySpace that's rumored to be going under as well?
Yeah, MySpace.
Are they just going to change their platform? Are they going to be bought out or something? Because that's been...
Well, they didn't get sold.
Well, I mean, that's been instrumental on a lot of musicians, independent musicians getting the word out, getting their sounds, you know, heard. And
well, that was the original intent of MySpace. It was a platform for musicians and bands, you know, and that's where it started. And it got away from that, and I think that was one of the problems. And I think the biggest problem that they did is they were slow to pick up third-party applications, which Facebook embraced, you know, with all the farm bills and all the Zynga properties.
Yeah, but I feel like they kind of stuck their neck out, and yet, like, arguably did it in a way that was more cautious, more reasonable in a sense, because, I mean, it's their target market seems to be towards, you know, the under 18 set, which is a problem for a lot of, in a certain sense, you know, as much as it's been geared towards musicians, or that was what it was envisioned to be. I mean, I had an account in high school. You know?
Yeah, I've had one for quite a while.
Sorry?
I still go back to mine. I still go to MySpace. I go there every day. There's no real place to post it. You don't have a wall, per se, there. So.
You don't feel like there's a real sense of I'm sure you can build a following and a fan base, but there's no, the interaction.
There's no live interaction, really, there. You can put up a blog, and there's groups, and there's, you know, but there's no real live interaction. You can comment on other people's stuff, but there's no real threaded forum type style there, and I think that's where they're missing the boat. You know, but Justin Timberlake is part of one of the new owners. They bought it from, he has an office. He goes in there and every day, I can't believe. And so he's the one that's guiding this new direction for MySpace. So I wish him luck because, you know, they were.
That, he was in that Facebook movie, right? So it's kind of like life imitating art. How funny. Interesting. I did not know that.
But it sold dirt cheap. It sold for like $32 million, and it was purchased. Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch, had bought it for like $300 million, and they sold it. I think $285 or something. Bought it for, and then they sold it for like $32 million, and Timberlake was one of the major investors. But he actually does have a desk there, an office there, and he's going in every day, and I think he's the one that's guiding it kind of back towards the music. I think that you'll find a lot of them are going to do that. You know, Facebook.
Hopefully it does.
Facebook has gotten so generalized. It's like you go there for your news and keep up with your friends and everything, but when you travel your special interest groups, your niche groups,
It's a bit
the
too
groups
communal.
There, the group system forum, the group settings there on Facebook have always been weird because it's not really a group; it's really an email list.
Listserv. It'd be better off of the main platform in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a side niche forum, like a threaded, you know, like a PHP BB or a B bulletin forum, a threaded forum, like I used to run it, and where everybody can see everything, and it's listed by topics and subtopics. It's more orderly. I mean, you get into some of these other ones, and it's just you get an email. You know, I've gotten added to some really strange groups on Facebook that. Like there's like an equestrian one I got added to. All of a sudden I started seeing equestrian horse things I'm not a horse person at all, and I had to take care of my brother's stallion, the masturbating stallion, Bill, the masturbating stallion. Yeah, he was just a freak, and he hated me. He probably sensed competition. I don't know.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, stay with me here, please, if you can, Stephen. I'm gonna play. I think I played this once before, but it's an erotic parody. It's a hot cold reading, and you may recognize who I'm satirizing here. But
okay,
here we
I'll
go.
See if I can guess.
Yes.
Better rip.
How did he say that?
I know my foot to start. Hello. You're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up. That's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you're cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, yes, good, good boy, Patrick, I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick, you must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Arnie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come. I want to spend the quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass monkey. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, maybe. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or So we're going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you will see it, and our faces will be advertising. Good.
That was hot housekeeping.
Hot housekeeping.
Recognize it a little bit. Yeah, hot housekeeping.
Who is, no, it escaped me. Who is it?
Oh,
come on.
Well, never mind then. Never mind.
I'm gonna find out.
Never mind. I did finally get access to that song I've been trying to play tonight for forever. So I'm going to go ahead and play that, and I'll be right back with you, Stephen. It's
okay.
The Excuse by Kyle Young.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die the day to time with Zane and I one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die the day to time with Zane and I one day and I.
Whatever it takes, I'm gonna grace the place with the ace of space till I make a break. Go till I see the sign like ace of base. When I find it, it's blinding, like place some shades on my ocular. Can't stop seeing spots because I was sponsored by the vodka till I stopped popping pops for her. Got 1,000 offers served, got tired of seeing officers. Now I rock binoculars, far into the future. DeLorean, deliria, historian, hysteria, involved in the interior. Watching Alice balance his life, all ends of the miracles. Lost it all in there, it was my conscience, wasn't very loved. But I still go the high road, cut down the amount that I smoke. Sober but simo, spontaneous, I'm not blaming shit. After all, it's my life, that's why I'm saying this.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die the day to time with Zane and I one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die the day to time with Zane and I one day and I.
Crushed up, cut up, quick up the nose. Love struck, tongue stuck, sticks to the soul. It depends on the dose. Will it rip in a hole? Bigger it gets, swifter than a flip of a switch. Risking a load, ending is the riches and gold. And among many bumps with the internet toe, the ribbons will flow straight to where the pigeons will go. In the river and a cove, into victory's road. Kicking the dough, don't enter like a bitch to the pro. Take a stand like the landlord, renders a no. With the handle of a damn sword, give him a show. You're a candle or a lantern, give it a glow. Live it a blow. Bam, bam, bigger than low. Put my best can on rigmarole. Me and crazy go together like winter and snow. I'll eventually slow in a century though.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die the day to time with Zane and I one day and I. Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die the day to time with Zane and I one day.
That was The Excuse by Kyle Young, and I have an excuse for taking that darn long to figure it out. Basically, I just had to open up a whole other tab, like window thingy, after uploading to be able to see it, even though, oh well, I thought that had already been established. Anyways, I hope everybody out there enjoyed that song. It was a lot of fun. But anyways, getting back to you, Stephen, do you want to tell my listeners more about, well, I guess, do you want to tell them about your work with the pickup artist? You have some shows or something planned?
Yeah, that's just something new for me. I just got involved with them. Jared from Kess and Nova Crew, which is a large forum that I was unaware of prior to this. I actually really didn't, even though I've been kind of one all my life, I didn't know it was so organized and public on this pickup artist thing. I hadn't even heard of the TV show, which is 5 years old. I don't, you know, I'm a computer nerd, so I don't watch TV. I didn't see it when it was out. And so Jared contacted me and said that he needed an affiliate manager for this event he's putting on, and and then I had a meeting with him and James Matador, who was Mystery's wingman on Pickup Artist's show. And just really great guys. I mean, they're just like, I mean, that's, I think that's what you and I have in common, is affinity towards the, we're a couple of tech geeks, you know? And,
yeah.
And James is James Matador is just this incredible, brilliant man. I mean, he walks in the room, every woman swoons. But I mean, beyond the physical, he's just an incredibly intelligent, articulate person that has a lot of varied interests. You know, let me put it this way: I heard Pickup Artist, and I heard about it. I'm even though you know, I'm a male chauvinist pig myself, I just went to the stereotypical thinking, oh, this is going to be great. You know, these are going to be a bunch of, me and my brother, your tech, are going to go out to the bars and cruise chicks, you know. But absolutely not. You know, I would talk about just blowing me away from what my perceived.
How widespread would you say that his influence actually is? Because I also haven't really kept up with the times as far as
there's hundreds of thousands. There's
attraction forum type deals, these types of
I point it to like the movie The Fight Club, you know, where Brad Pitt's character opened up this little subgroup in one city, and it's spread, and there's chapters all over. And it's the same thing. There's chapters all over. And as a matter of fact, one of the speakers is a guy whose name, he goes by Tyler Durden, which was Brad Pitt's character in the movie. So,
like the number one rule is that nobody talks about the Fight Club. But it seems like
they're talking about it. They are talking about it. That's the thing. Kind of shocked me. You know, I mean, I was. We call it horn dogs when I was coming up, you know. And we had wingmen, and we had mentors, but it was nothing that was ever discussed, particularly in public, you know. Methodologies, differed substantially. I mean, initially I thought, you know, the first glance I saw some of the techniques used in some of the videos. There's this one guy, Mike, I think, out of New York. He was on Dr. Phil, and he's just this arrogant ass, you know. He just goes after women on the streets in Manhattan, and he's like, you know, he's just fishing with dynamite. You know, he's throwing a stick of dynamite in the pond and scooping up whatever comes to the top. And you know, I was more of a fly fisherman, you know, or
Wait, what? You mean past tense? So what? What are you more?
Well, I've calmed down. I mean, I've been in a relationship for close to 3 years, and it's even though we're separated at the current time, I'm not all that active like I was before. You know, I do a lot of catch and release. Let's put it that way. I don't know. I'm not a meat fisherman.
You're going to have to be more specific, young man. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
You know what catch and release is?
No, I don't know about all this lingo. I know.
Well, that's fishing term for you don't take them home.
Well, you do them in the bathroom? Like, what? I'm just saying, like, for me, you know, I don't know, women in the adult industry perhaps can identify with what I guess I'm saying, in that I just don't sort of, that kind of thought process doesn't really cross my mind, just because I can kind of tell instantly a sort of shortcut as to whether or not I'm going to sleep with someone, basically within, you know, less time than it takes to exchange names. Or if I want to sleep with them anyway, not so much going to, but want to, intent, desire. You know, you
what is the criteria you use? Is it just purely physical? If it's prior to even introduction,
it's not purely physical in any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I have standards, of course, but you know, as far as I believe, it's all my hard-won experience and working in the club as a dancer, meeting very many countless gentlemen and non-gentlemen in my life, that you can you think it's instinctual and intuitive, but I guess perhaps it's intuitive, but where you can kind of make a very, very accurate snap judgment about someone and whether or not you want their parts near yours.
Well, if you're in that environment, your strip club environment, you know, you pretty much safely bet that you're not going to find too many intrinsically deep individuals in there. But, you know, never say never. But
it's not about, that's another thing you learn if you don't become bitter, I think, is that you're always going to see the dark side of basically most of the men that enter a gentleman's club. You're never going to see their how they behave in front of their mother or their girlfriend or wife or a woman they're interested in a non-transactional sort of environment, right? Yet you can kind of see, you can just sort of glean, you know, whether they're putting on some sense of bravado or they have some sort of, like, messed up mentality to begin with about women or certain latent judgments about, you know, sexuality or not, you know, so you can
certainly
apply
they would be more
you
typically
can apply that to real life
yeah,
quote unquote, outside of the you know, underworld of being in a dark club. You can kind of see that in people just, you know, walking down the street or in a casual conversation where their latent interests lie. So
yeah, if he's laying back on with his head on the stage and a dollar bill in his mouth, you know, he's pretty much it's pretty obvious what he's there for. You know?
And you're very grateful for that money. And then you
But I've never been a real fan of the dance clubs, the strip clubs. I mean, I've certainly been my share of them. But the one thing I do have learned is I will never go in solo. If I go, I'm bringing a hot chick with me. Because the dancers just love it when you have a chick with you.
Sometimes.
Generally, I've found it always better to have
I think dancers like when fellow hot dancers come with guys because they know that girl's going to understand her in a way that no just ordinarily hot
yeah,
woman would.
I don't know.
You always have ordinarily hot women that would never, like, dance in a club that is the first one to, you know, act all sorts of ways from Sunday and just kind of all over the place, get belligerent, sloppy, drunk, want to, you know, just stand up and take her clothes off for no money for, you know, the guy sitting around watching the professionals on the stage.
Right.
You know, and it's disrespectful, and not saying that all non-dancers do that, but we instantly will have a nicer time if you bring a hot, sexy adult industry person with you than just a random hot chick. I'm just gonna tell you that.
Yeah. Don't bring any random exhibitionist type normal chicks, huh? I don't know any normal chicks.
Well, I mean,
that
would be more fun at just the party, you know? Just a random hot girl, just a normal party where there's no expectation. Things can happen or not, you know. But then that's different, I guess.
So anyway, getting back to the pickup artist thing, I mean,
yes.
I've really been surprised at the quality of the material that is being presented to these guys. Most of the customers, and I watched some of the show reruns, and the typical client that was shown on the show is not the typical client in reality. You know, they had these real kind of dorky kids on there. There's some guys that I would not think would have a problem picking up women that are out there that are paying, you know, good money to get coached on this thing. And they're getting good material from the most part, what I see. Now, there's dissension within the ranks. There's definitely subgroups that are shooting bombs over the minarets at each other. And taking pokes at each other, and it's kind of childish in a lot of ways. But the group that I'm associated with isn't that way at all. We've got some great speakers lined up. It's going to be September 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Renaissance Hotel in Hollywood.
That place is awesome. I like that.
I've never been there. Is it nice?
It's nice. Yes.
Well, they've been very accommodating. I want to give a thanks to the Renaissance because we had a couple places locked in, and then they get a big wedding in, and they cancel us out, you know, for the wedding, because, you know, typically a wedding would probably book more rooms. A lot of our guys would probably be out cruising to bars all night, so they're not going to worry about a room. You know, so the Renaissance has been great to work with, and so is James and Jared. So I'm right now, this weekend is what I'm doing, is finishing up the shopping cart and affiliate program, so we can go live this Wednesday starting to sell tickets.
Oh, right on. So where should...
Well, you can go to the Facebook group. Just type in the Ultimate Pickup Artist Convention.com. Ultimate Pickup Artist, pickupartist.com. Or just put in Pickup Artist in Facebook search. We've got a group up there. I'm not sure it has a unique URL yet. It might have numbers to it, because I think we have to have it populated so much before we can get it custom. Or just email me at adult publisher, erotic publisher rather, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Or at, you know.
Eroticpublisher@gmail.com. So,
yep.
Gentlemen out there, take note. I'm going to play another song real quick, and I'll be right back with you. And I actually finally was able to pull up those interesting facts about sex and, like, the adult industry. So I'll read through those after this next song. But I'm going to...
It's going to be a quiz. Okay. Cool.
Oh, I can make it into a quiz. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Okay, cool. Alrighty. So I'm going to play Just a Dog.
Just a Dog, huh? Is it? Okay.
Oh, it's actually literal, so, like, it's got doggies. And I have a dog, so. Trust
me. Okay.
So.
All right, so it's a literal dog, not a figurative dog.
There we go. Oh, my doggy just barked. He approves. But, yeah, it's Just a Dog by the Mike McCulloch Band. And I'll be right back with you, Stephen. Everyone out there, you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. Stay tuned and tune in to the song.
wish I had a song that I could sing. Hey, yeah, I am just a dog. Look nothing.